Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
A predicted surge in coronavirus deaths.
The numbers are going up. We got to do everything we can.
Paying respects to Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
She will lie in repose until Thursday night.
As plans to replace her.
We will certainly do that this year.
Infuriate Democrats.
Leader McConnell's actions may destroy the institution of the Senate.
Good morning. I'm Peter King in Orlando with the CBS World News Roundup. President Trump has claimed the U.S. has turned the corner on the coronavirus pandemic, but a computer model used by the White House predicts the number of deaths could nearly double to 378,000 by the end of the year. CBS's David Begno.
28 states report increases in new cases from 1 week ago, and cases are rising at rates not seen in 2 months. Here's former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb's fear as we move into fall.
The concern is that as we get a little bit more complacent, people try to go back to work against the backdrop of the fall and the winter when people are heading indoors. That's a real setup for risk.
The president has also said there would be a new vaccine soon, perhaps by Election Day. The FDA is expected to announce its tightening requirements, which include longer clinical trials to make sure the vaccine is safe and that it works. Johnson & Johnson says it started the third phase of its single-shot vaccine and plans to sign up about 60,000 patients for its trials. The president is back in Washington after a nighttime campaign rally in Battleground, Pennsylvania. Here's CBS's Ben Tracy.
President Trump made fun of Joe Biden for wearing a mask, something proven to slow the spread of the virus.
What the hell did he spend all that money on the plastic surgery if he's going to cover it up with a mask?
At a large and largely maskless rally in Pittsburgh, he praised his administration's response to the pandemic.
Our early and aggressive action saved millions of lives.
But former Vice President Joe Biden accused the president of making the pandemic worse, tweeting, "It didn't have to be this bad." And his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, accused President Trump of downplaying the virus when he knew it was deadly.
With this knowledge, went on to call this virus a hoax that we should dismiss. What the public health professionals were telling us.
Facebook says it's removed fake pages and accounts from China meant to interfere with the U.S. election. Targets included President Trump, Joe Biden, and former presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg. The public tribute to Ruth Bader Ginsburg begins this morning in Washington. CBS's Jan Crawford is at the Supreme Court.
Typically, a justice will lie in repose inside the Supreme Court, but because of the coronavirus, it'll be outside, and everyone will be required to maintain social distancing and wear a mask. She also will lie in repose longer than is usual for a justice, but crowds are already gathering. There are going to be thousands of people here, so it's decided that that extra day was necessary. And one of the many people that we expect to pay their respects is President Trump.
And while the fight over who fills Ginsburg's seat and when continues, Republicans appear to have the votes to confirm her successor. Our report from correspondent Nancy Cordes begins with the words of Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This vacancy would lock in this hard right agenda for a generation. For a generation.
Senate Democrats took to the floor for more than 5 hours last night to lay out what they say is at stake for the country.
The future of Roe v. Wade is on the line. The future of a woman being able to control her own body is on the line.
The only thing Republicans seem to be split on is whether to hold a confirmation vote before the election or after. Senate leader Mitch McConnell would only say he's committed to a vote this year.
Early polls show that a majority of Americans disagree with your approach. They want you to wait. Does that give you pause?
Well, as all of us have pointed out, we have an obligation under the Constitution, should we choose to take advantage of it. with a president of the same party as the Senate to advance a nomination.
Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been released from a German hospital. Doctors say his condition much improved since he was poisoned by a Cold War era nerve agent in Russia. They say Navalny may recover completely, but it's too early to predict how the poisoning will affect him in the long run. It was supposed to be a routine flight home from a campaign event for the vice president. Instead, just a few moments after takeoff from Manchester, New Hampshire, this call from Air Force Two.
Looks like we might have taken a bird in one of our engines on the departure route. We'd like to get rid of vectors back to Manchester.
Bird strikes happened. No one other than the bird was hurt, and the vice president flew back to Washington in a cargo plane that carries his ground vehicles to and from appearances around the country. The Seattle Police Department won't be defunded after all, a relative term. The city council voting 7-2 to override the mayor's 1% budget reduction and remove several dozen police officers. City Council President Lorena Gonzalez.
It is time for us to move past this back and forth and get to work.
The Los Angeles County Bobcat fire is now at least 175 square miles large. It's destroyed at least 29 homes, with that number expected to rise. Nobody knows about that better than 76-year-old Madel Sakemiller, who had to get out of her house quickly.
All I grabbed was pictures of my mom, my brother and I, my husband when he was alive. That was on my mantle.
Now that's all she has.
It's all gone. Everything is gone.
Sakemiller is now living in an RV. Another 1,000 homes are threatened by the fire. Firefighters say they're shorthanded and are doing the best they can with what they've got. The Bobcat fire is now 17% contained. A newly released Citigroup report says racism isn't just a cultural and moral problem. It's very much an economic issue. Researchers say reduced access to small business and home loans, lost wages, and limited access to higher education have cost the economy some $16 trillion over the past 20 years. The report says closing the wage gap 20 years ago could have helped businesses earn an additional $13 trillion in those two decades. Months after saying the name of this kitchen staple would evolve,
Uncle Ben's is separate, not sticky.
I like the Uncle Ben's better.
Food maker Mars says Uncle Ben's rice will soon be known as Ben's Original. The company is dropping the logo of an African-American man in a bow tie resembling a servant that many considered stereotypical. A new image will be announced. Their story was immortalized on Broadway and in the movies. Now one of the founding members of the Four Seasons has died.
Yay! Friends and family say baritone Tommy DeVito has died of the coronavirus at the age of 92. He began performing in doo-wop crews with Frankie Valli in their native New Jersey in the 1950s and founded the Four Seasons in 1960. A string of chart-topping hits followed. In 1990, they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And in 2005...
You're from my neighborhood. You got three ways out.
The group's story, Jersey Boys, became a Tony winner on Broadway. 9 years later, Clint Eastwood turned it into a movie, which is still streaming on Netflix. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday, September 23rd, 2020. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.